One school that is recruiting and graduating low-income students is Kalamazoo College. The New York Times ranks Kalamazoo College number 12 in the nation among elite colleges that enroll a large percentage of Pell Grant-eligible students. Kalamazoo College President Eileen Wilson-Oyelaren joins us now. Very good to have you on Stateside.
Thank you so very much.
We have just heard Ron Haskins of Brookings talking about why elite schools need to try harder and get more creative to attract and keep low-income students. And you're doing it at Kay College. When did this become a priority?
Well, this became a priority for us around 2006. But I should say that it's really consistent with our institutional mission. We were founded in 1833. To be a higher educational institution for folks on the prairie in the emerging frontier. So in many ways, I would say we've gone back to our roots and our history, making sure that we include among our student body students from a variety of ethnic and economic backgrounds.
And what led to this ramping up that you know, kind of returning to the roots, as you put it, in 2006?
Well, we had a serious conversation as part of our strategic planning process, and a critical component of that was diversity of all types, including economic diversity. We feel it's important for our classroom conversations and our residence hall discussions to be informed by a diversity of perspectives and experiences. At the time, we were only about 9% Pell-eligible students.
And what are you at now?
We are now about 21%.
And there's really a twofold challenge, isn't there? There's recruiting low-income students and then retaining them, helping them be successful and getting them to graduation. Let's look first at recruiting. How did you get creative in recruiting these kids?
We began to do a variety of new things. We reached out to new partners, particularly community-based organizations. We reached out to alumni who might have connections that could assist us in our recruiting process. And we also felt it was very important for students who did not have a tradition of college going to be able to imagine themselves on our campuses. So particularly students from the Chicago area and students from Detroit, and every once in a while even students from California, we brought to the campus for them to have an opportunity to experience the campus for a period of time, to get into classes, to envision themselves in this space.
Now, we did hear, as we talked with Ron Haskins of Brookings, that it can be a greater challenge for colleges like yours because a lot of times these students don't have the best high school preparation. How do you address that disparity?
So we begin the very first day they arrive. We have a brunch that includes both the students and their parents, and it accomplishes several things. It enables the students to recognize that there are many of them on campus who are first generation. They hear from upper level students who are first generation who've been very successful. We have first generation faculty members at that event. So it's really a way of saying you can do this and you belong here. And then we encourage the students to think about what kind of supports might be helpful for them during the course of the year. And we may have workshops having to do with study skills. We may have workshops dealing with time management. The college already has programs for academic support. The challenge often is getting students to recognize that seeking that support is a smart thing to do. Good students access support rather than students who are weak. A good student accesses support. And we really try to give those messages in a variety of places.
Where do you draw the line between supporting and propping up and spoon feeding?
We like to describe Kalamazoo College as high challenge, high support. And so we don't spoon feed because we have very high expectations for the academic performance of our students as well as their engagement in the community and on campus. And those expectations do not waver. However, we are willing to provide support, advice, guidance, mentorship as students work to meet those expectations.
You're coming up on about 10 years now since this renewed push to bring in low-income students. How has this made a difference at Kalamazoo College?
I think that it has expanded the horizons of those students. I feel very strongly that when you bring a student from humble economic backgrounds and that student is able to graduate, you can change the trajectory of that student's family, and that student's community. I also think that our students who come from more privileged backgrounds learn a great deal from interacting with these students and perhaps are able to question some of their own assumptions about how the world is and how the world works.
And what's ahead? Are you hoping to expand your fundraising to maybe make more scholarships available?
We're actually in a campaign right now. A critical component is endowed scholarships, and we've received wonderful support from alumni and friends. I think it's important to recognize that although we assess these students by saying they're Pell eligible, for every Pell dollar we get from the federal government, the college is matching that five or sixfold.
And what kind of response, not just in terms of dollars donated, but what kind of response are you getting from donors and alums?
It was very interesting. The New York Times article has gotten the most like hits on our Facebook page of anything that we've had, and it's over 20,000 hits since last Wednesday, I believe.
Well, so clearly people are liking what they're seeing, and your hope is let's do more.
Exactly.
Eileen Wilson Oyelaren is the president of Kalamazoo College. Kalamazoo College, named in a New York Times story, is among the best in the nation at enrolling and graduating low-income students. It was good to talk with you, President. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.